Part 2 of Rosie and the Homeless Guy. You sit down and ask me to shave you. So I fetch the bowl after I've put a couple more logs on the fire. I poke it back into life as I kneel there close to you. I wash my hands of ashes and get the scissors too. I put a pair of boxers on my arm and a small towel and carry everything through to you. Sitting up waiting, and my stomach does a silly flip. I know I'm going to have to concentrate on your face. Your real face is going to be under there. I feel anticipation as I sit next to you, but I can't shave you this way, so I face you and sit between your long legs. I let my legs bend and go over yours. It's quite an intimate way to sit on the floor, but I have my trousers on and you've got a towel and it feels right. Where do I start? I clip the beard short first with scissors in chunks. Each bunch of hair I place on the towel between us and you sit patiently with your eyes on the fire. Occasionally you let your eyes look at me and I feel you look. It's nice. And I can't stop the corners of my mouth pulling up. I still feel the kiss. I'd like to kiss you again. And I think about your lips as I reveal more of you. Some hair gets caught in the scissor hinge. I expect you to say, ouch, but you don't. Instead, you just look right at me and stroke my cheek and my ear with your thumb. Without realising it, I tilt my head into your hand and it feels good. My eyes take a long blink. Hold still. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you. I'm sure it must feel sore, but you don't complain. Your eyes are on me constantly. I feel so studied by you. Maybe you haven't seen me up close. I'm concentrating to make sure I don't hurt you. Then you ask me to make your face smooth. Yeah, of course I will. As smooth as my neck. What do you mean? Oh. I see you may not have meant to say that out loud. I was just about to start using the razor, smoothing soap on my hand when you stay my hand. I swallow hard as you look at me. You want to kiss me? My neck. I breathe in a long breath and it shudders out of me. I can't remember what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm dissolving into your eyes. They change as you look. You look like you've shocked yourself when you said, look, you haven't quite got the idea. You have to get used to talking again, but without telling me your every thought. I'm blushing and I'm flattered, but I have to spoil it, trying to be ironic or sarcastic. I can't stand the tension of your confession. A couple of heartbeats go by and I try to joke. Well, I've always been irresistible to men in fevers. But I look down ashamed for a moment. But it must be a fever for a guy to be interested in me. I brush the shaving soap into the lather and try not to look at you. When I bring the brush up, you're still looking at me. I hold your chin, rub the soap on your beard, and try to only look there. I turn your face up and soap the rest of your neck, and whisper, close your lips, please. I spread the soap and pick up the razor. I mimic the way your face has to press your lips together as I gently scrape below your nose. Your face will be tender, having been protected by this astonishing beard for so long. I try to fill the silence with something, some matter-of-fact words or something. So that when I finish, the words you've spoken won't be pressing on my heart or my mind so much. I have to keep swallowing hard as I feel your breath on my hand. Your hands on my thigh too. I'm so aware of you, your closeness, and the intimate way I'm cleaning you up. I saved my husband before, but more as a way to ensure he was tidy and ready for a night out or a family visit. This is so... You are so... I rinse the razor to do the cheeks gently. The blade glides up against the hair. Crunchy and sharp, the razor glides and I hold your cheek taut, pressing. Then I shave under your neck. The vein there is pulsing with your heartbeat. It seems to be fast as mine. I feel your hand moving long strokes up my thigh. I look down as I rinse the razor once more. I pause and look sideways at you and at your hand so you stop its stroke. I breathe again and continue to shave. I take care near Adam's apple, but I can't concentrate. Now you're not stroking. I bend my neck to see what I'm doing, but every hair, every part of your neck, your shape of your jaw. There's only sideburns to do now. They are easy and your cheeks look quite pink. Fever, soreness, or maybe the heat from this anticipation. I can't decide what it is, but I pick up the towel and wipe the flecks of soap away. I think that's it. Yep, that's done it. My eyes are still unable to look right at you. Your hands come up and you rub your face and feel the exposed skin. I start to wriggle backwards to get up, but you hold my wrist. Too late. I've looked in your eyes and I'm lost in them again. I feel mine are so wide as I watch you leaning towards me. I'm panting. I don't want this. I don't want this moment to end. Your eyes are so distracting and I see your hand move and you're gently placing it back on my thigh. You lean and nuzzle my neck before I can wriggle away from you. I feel myself tense, but you have a need to be held. And I haven't wrapped my arms around a man for so long. You're so different to the man from last week. You've shed your beard now, and your armour with it. The bath was where I felt you break it, and you let yourself be close again, to feel real emotions with someone. Here, though, it's your feelings you're exposing. The way you kiss me feels like those tender, intense ones from a first teenage crush. My feelings are exposed too as I sigh deeply. Your hot lips and warm face. I'm in trouble. And I could hurt you so badly if I don't stay true to my feelings. I'm worried I'm so attracted to you. It scares me. Yeah, you're just vulnerable right now. You're feeling poorly and ill. Is this really happening? My heart is telling me it's real and my body's responding. Part of me wants to move away, but part of me wants to just hold you so tight and never let go. Oh, honey, you don't know what this means. I lift my face up and hold your hot cheek. One hand each side of your face. I take my chance to show you my kiss. to let out a part of me that's been dormant for so long. I gently pull your head to meet mine and give you a deep, full kiss. My lips first as I breathe a deep breath from my nose, then the long suction over each lip, and my heart sighs into your open mouth. I suck and let my tongue circle the shape of yours. My suction held in my mouth, and I feel the ache throughout my chest, and I moan down my nose. Softly, lightly, and then hard again. I press my lips as my whole body seems to crave your kiss. I feel your hand on my thigh so close to my heat, a small furnace there now. You touch a bit closer and it jolts me back to reality. I put my hand down to stop your progress. It's too much. You look away and you say sorry. It fills me with regret. You're so vulnerable. I'm the one that should say sorry. Please don't try and get up. Look, I'm just not ready for you to touch me. Oh, I see the look in your eyes. You see, I'm trying to be honest. I'm not rejecting you, please. Look at me, look. I try and keep my voice as calm as I can. I pick up your hand and clasp it between mine. I kiss your knuckles and a big tear drops out. I can see I've caused you a lot of pain. I wanted to kiss you. Please, settle down. Nothing's wrong. Honey, look. I'm holding your hand by my chest. I let go with one hand and touch your chin. Hold it to look at. Make you look me in the eyes. I let my thumb touch your lower lip. And I whisper. I wanted to kiss you. So I kiss your cheek. Anyway, you're not going anywhere till I've cut your hair. I take hold of the hair behind your neck in a bunch and grip it, rocking your head a little. It forces you to look at me. I smile and press my forehead against yours. And your arms wrap around me and we just hold each other. Your arms feel so good. Do you trust me? My stomach gets that ache again as you look right into my eyes. You're relaxed again. You're more nervous than a young teenager at the moment. You were ready to run out the house, I think, then. I just have this moment when I realize I'm in charge of you. That you're relying on me to help you to know what to do. I hear you say you do trust me, and it makes my chest fill with pride. I'd known that we had a funny relationship till now. You'd stayed here and hadn't moved on for months. I'd told you that as long as you respected my word, it was fine for you to stay, I suppose. Our annoyance at each other was mutual, but we respected each other's space. Maybe that little bit of respect was all you needed to start to belong. I bring my ankles back and kneel up, stepping on my knees behind you. I pull your hair again by combing it back with my fingers into a bunch. I know that that's a nice feeling as I love that to be done to my scalp. I hear a little moan escape from me, so I carry on. Your hair is damp but drying, perfect to cut. I get the scissors and contemplate their raggedy length. Without your beard, you know, I actually like your hair long. But it's all ends and tangles. What if I just neaten it up for today? I lean forward and whisper. I won't deprive you of that nice feeling. I comb your hair with my fingers, deliberately making it slow and pulling back your head, but not painfully, just encouraging your neck to stretch. I begin to cut the ends straight, sort of shoulder length. I play with your hair for a while, even though I've finished cutting, allowing myself to feel, and I let my hands on your neck and massage it again, my thumbs against your spine. I rub and realise I'm having trouble keeping my hands off you. It looks so much better now. No tangles and quite masculine. It's sexy. You're quiet, but your hands lay on mine on the neck muscle. And I feel that muscle flex. It makes me feel something, a twinge and a tingle. I'm filled with the thoughts you put in my head of touches and intimate trusting. The fire has warmed us, flickering and crackling so nicely. So I sit back on my haunches. Lay down now. You should be resting. You let yourself lay down and you look up at me as I fluff the pillow under your head and I stroke the hair off your forehead. I feel so attracted to you that in just this moment. And you look with a calm face. I can't resist bending and kissing your lips once more, a soft kiss. Because you've lain down and you look so vulnerable and ready, like you would let me do anything. I'm aroused, but you are still so unwell, your heart, your mind, your poor body. So I pull the blanket up and begin to collect up the hair and the unwanted items. Try to sleep now. I better go and feed my animals. I'll be quick and I won't be far. I kiss your cheek. You're so good looking, laying like a fallen angel who came into my life. A pang goes through me that you'll want your freedom again once your broken wings are strong again.